Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Alan C. is here, too. Alan is a great member of our Brain Trust. He's a Principal and Chief Marketing Officer at CMO Temps, LLC. Forbes named him as one of the top 50 most influential chief marketing officers on social media, and the American Marketing Association said he was Content Marketer of the Year. How about that? That's some pretty high cotton there. He's hanging out and we're glad to know. And as you've heard me say before, when you hear me talk about the credentials of our Brain Trust folks, as you've heard me say many times before, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my folks. Alan C., welcome back to the show.
Good morning. You're way too kind. I'll try and live up to your expectations.
Oh no, I'm just reading your accolades here, and your much deserved recognition
and
of
you
your
read
work.
It well, just the way I wrote it.
Exactly, yeah, just like your mama told me to.
Exactly.
Hey Alan, thank you for being here. One of the things that continues to astonish me is when I move around the marketplace, I do my best to do business with small business owners. I go overboard. Sometimes I even spend more money than I have to in order to do business with small business owners. I certainly want to see what they're doing. I want to know what they've got going on. But I'm still astonished at how many of them aren't taking the steps. And I'm talking about steps that cost nothing. I'm talking about no money, not a cent of a budget to put their best foot forward in the marketplace. Things that if they would do those things, it costs nothing, just a little effort, a little bit more intention. If they would do those things, they would literally stand out against the bigger competition and get more business. Alan, please explain to me what's going on.
You know, I wish I knew. In fact, I also like to support small business, particularly veteran-owned small business.
Right.
My son was in the military, and so I like to support those businesses. And in fact, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, I called a small business to perform some services at my home, and when I dialed the number, they didn't answer, and it went into a voicemail box, but the message I got was, the voicemail box you have reached is full.
Wow.
Now, so...
Did it even indicate to you
right.
that you dialed the right number?
Well, I had dialed the right number.
But I mean, did it say ABC Contracting or anything like that?
Yes.
Okay. But so at least
again, but
yeah.
You all saying? Go ahead. Yeah.
No, I was just going to say at least you knew you'd gotten the right number.
I had definitely gotten the right number.
Yeah.
The voicemail box was full, which meant I could not leave a message. Now the ad that I called did not have a website.
Uh-huh.
No physical location, so there was no other way to reach them other than that phone
right.
number, and so.
So you had to move on, you know, didn't you?
I did. You know what? That's exactly what I did. Now I know I didn't go ask my neighbor who performs the kind of service I was looking for. I mean, I just went down to the next ad,
right.
and called that number, and they answered right away.
Yeah.
And you know what? Problem solved. The hauling that I needed to have done is now gone. So that first business lost business simply from a full mailbox, voicemail box.
Yeah. Well, these are things that I don't understand. And you know, Alan, I wrote a whole book about this. And the thing today, more and more people are not even making a phone call. They're making their decision on their. They're making a decision with a phone, but it's they're making a decision with their smartphone on the internet. They're not even making a phone call. They're wanting to see. They're evaluating you, your online footprint, your online profile, your online image. they're evaluating you right there on their smartphone and maybe without ever intending to make a phone call.
So your guy
wouldn't even have shown up at all.
Exactly right. This really falls into your law of the user interfaces and the fact that you don't get a second chance to make a good impression. I mean, in this world,
How old is that law, right?
Yeah, it is ancient, but true.
That's a 1,000-year-old law right there that's now come to pass in the digital world.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's a great point, the digital world. And the fact of the matter is that in the digital world, that impression starts before direct contact. So in reference to what you were talking about, you've got a smartphone, you've got a tablet, you've got your desktop computer. All of these contact points call for responsive design. I mean, how is your email blast going to look as it goes through a smartphone versus on a desktop?
How does
your website look?
There's so many touch points that a business has to follow through and check themselves. It could be how the employees greet people when they walk in the door. It could be what they say to them when they walk out of the door. There are so many touch points, and as we talked about earlier, Alan, most of them cost nothing to check on and to fix.
They don't cost, and to fix them is easy. The thing about it is that first impression, that imprint of the first impression happens in those first few seconds. Mm-hmm. So again, mm-hmm. you don't get a mulligan or a do-over. It's going to happen in those first few seconds. And the way the human mind works is that once an impression's set, now your mind starts looking for ways to back up what it's already thinking it knows. You're not going to get a chance to try and change that impression. So it's critical that impression set during those first few seconds before the point of contact, even that small business owners think about those points.
And that's the ads. I mean, don't every time we do something, every time we make ourselves available to a customer, shouldn't we be going behind and saying, okay, let me come at this as if I were a customer. Let me receive this email. Let me receive this direct mail. Let me look at my own website as if I'd never been here before. What do you think, quickly?
I think that's absolutely looking at it through the eyes of the customer. And so often we're looking at it, when you're looking at that user interface, we're not thinking about it as if this is my first time to try and learn about you.
In the next segment, I'm going to turn the 2015 Chief Content Marketer of the Year loose on you and let him make us smarter, even greater, to a greater degree. After these messages, 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.